cruising currently right now. I'm cruising because I have dedicated myself to all that is creative and destructive in my life right now, and I'm equally in love with every aspect of my life and all the ingredients that have caused me turmoil and all the ingredients that have caused me glory. I am the living whispered warning in the Roman general's ear. Glory is fleeting. And in that verb, that active verb, fleeting, there I live, there I reside in this moment. I've dedicated myself to the idiom, I don't know.
The Coming Battle is a must-read for every American who wants to know when and where our country went wrong. To order The Coming Battle in paperback, send...
Supercuts, Ballard. Yeah, I work with a guy out there named Jean. He's my man. He calls it Le Chia Pet. Like, you got it, huh? Oh, did you hear what those guys said on this stage just now? They said that come the millennium, which is like tonight, the world may end. Well, gee, I don't want to go into that alone. I need some friends. I want some family. I need some homies. I need a whole new group of people. Maybe I should just buy a new car. I'm happy. I mean, I've been driving around Seattle for the last 15 years in my 1979 Crown Victoria full police package. It's a great piece of Detroit steel, but I don't like the quality of women that I'm attracting to my life.
Whoa!
There it is! Yes! Oh no! The GM BMW!
A movie called The Day After Tomorrow.
And I'm in love with the frantic chaos of this limitless universe.
You have to understand mathematics. Each of these sciences is a little broader and a little deeper.
They have been employed by the South African police during interrogations. Imagine, what does a country need these weapons for? They don't need it to fight a war, to have peace.
The following program is brought to you in...
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back. A great program tonight, as we always try to bring you three full hours of...
Hello, this is Larry again. This is Disc 2, so let's get going!
Ha ha ha!
pyramid of Western science is mathematics. It's hard to learn. It takes time. But when you get it, you've got all of the sciences.
Calendar is back for part two of this SBA.
I'm going to talk to Mr. Terrence McKenna right now. Terrence is an ethnobotanist. He's the author of Food of the Gods, True
Hope. Other very informative books and articles. And he's been featured in many magazines such as Omni and Psychedelic Illuminations, many other books. Are you on the line yet, Terrence?
I'm calling
it. All right. How you doing, buddy?
I'm here.
How long we can do it with cellular from Hawaii, but I'm willing to give it a whirl.
You sound good on this end.
To unite with the world and everybody be one big happy family.
Geiger's bookstore across the street.
I think I may have passed.
You know Geiger by sight?
Well, I...
What does he look like?
We're migrating into, I think it's arguably one of the oldest cultivated plants.
I have developed a link gate. Complex enough.
Fairview.com
regulates
the publisher.
So, field energy surrounding. These waves are
George W.
all around
Bush going
now.
Over to the war. I got everything in it. It was all because of Saddam Hussein and putting the hit out.
X-ray. So on. The entire electromagnetic flux. I have no actual power myself. By using my brain patterns as a sort of focusing device, I'm able to direct electromagnetic field energy into a discrete beam. It's rather as though my brain
understood Jesus to be Jewish. They understood his religion to be Jewish. They understood that anyone who followed him need.
Would not be more disturbing than a strong emotion in a nature such as his. And yet, there was but one woman to him. And that woman was the late Irene Adler, of dubious and questionable memory.
Although it's usually translated law in English, this is not a good translation. So the jhana, the whole idea of a jhana is related to the idea of upaya, which I've previously explained to you. U-P-A-Y-A, meaning skillful means.
Wouldn't it be easy enough to go across the street and ask to see him?
I've already done that.
Oh.
Know anything about rare books?
You could try me.
Now, this plant's been used in many different ways down through the millenniums of time. What are some of the things that you found in your research that the plant's been used for?
Certainly we've heard the last 3-4 years now, I guess, a lot about the chupacabra, or the chupacabras, however you want to pronounce it. I've done several programs recently with Dr. Virgilio Sanchez Osejo down in Florida. He has been to Chile, and there is a lot happening in Chile. Chupacabra activity was alleged to have begun in Puerto Rico. It certainly spread allegedly to Florida. They have purportedly now tracks of casts of identical footprints from this alleged animal from Spain.
To be Jewish. The wide diversity of early Christianity can be considered by now looking at a group that stood at the opposite end of the theological spectrum from the Ebionites, who were in fact proclaimed heretics because they went too far the other way. Rather than refusing to acknowledge Jesus' divinity, as the Ebionites did, this other group emphasized his divinity too much, stressing that Jesus was God completely, so much so that he was not...
Warren space isn't that much of an abstraction. How is it that the Persian Gulf War and the Kosovo War were space wars?
New metaphysics. Yo, Gary Geiserman. Weaving twixt jargon and faddish behavior.
Because these guys stood up, and Robert said to one of them, he said, I don't understand. How did you know that you were going to beat us up? And the guy said, well, when we came in here, we looked around and picked out the people we were going to have a fight with. We do this every night. And then Robert said, but how do you choose one person as opposed to another? And the guy goes, well, I don't know. And Robert said, well, stop now. Go back. You're walking into the building, pulled out paper. The next thing you know, Robert's there and said, so then you look at your watch, you check how drunk you are, you go back and you make a picture of the person, and you like, and he's like that. And the other guy goes, what are they doing? And I said, well, Robert's going to find out how you guys are such assholes and go out and make other assholes in the world. I said, you and me, we got a simple solution. You ready? The guy said, yeah. I said, now, outside. And the guy walked over, and I opened the door, and he stepped outside, and I closed it and locked it. Went back and ordered another drink. Pouring rain outside. Big, long building. He has to go all the way around the shopping center, way down around it. Come in the front door, and he came in soaking fucking wet. Like this, and, you know, shivering like this. He walks in, and he said, you fucking coward. He said, where were you? I went out in the parking lot. And I said, oh, that's where you went. I said, I'm sorry. I looked for you. I couldn't find you. I said, but you're serious about this, aren't you? And he said, outside. He walked over. I opened the door. He stepped outside, closed it, locked it.
Good. This girl tried to dump me once. So I got my hands in some hospital stationery, and I sent her this letter informing her that she had appeared on a list of previous partners of a patient of mine who had just tested HIV positive. should not do that. Oh, yeah. Come on. So you decide. The bitch deserved it. She never understood me. And it was a good joke.
And it gets a two-page rave review in the New York Times Sunday book section. And of course, people now go to buy the book, and there aren't enough copies.
You see what's happening all around. Weave and throw. Now, if you refuse to insist that it be confusing, then you have to duck and cover. And come across and communicate.
War anymore is directed by satellites. You use satellites to look at the Earth, to identify targets, and then direct your attack.
NewMetaphysics.com, of course. Gary at New Metaphysics. Some email.
Your attack.
Such old, boring concepts they speak of. Because at least they're doing it together. Sometimes on TV, sometimes just by watching TV, you can be on TV. Hooks and grooves, swirls, and a big data bank.
Would you happen to have a Ben-Hur 1863rd edition with a duplicated line on page 116?
Beg pardon? And on Mountain Stream, where all is one with the ozone and various flux, I tell ya.
Well, I'm particularly interested in the intoxication of it and how that affected various cultures. And one of
it's like a big puppet play in a French park. Pigeons doing their business all over the freaking place. While the puppet play is going on in a three-quarters foreign language. Here before various increased levels of shit began to fall. Remember, politics begins at home.
But am I good for doing it? Fuck if I know.
Or a Chevalier Order of 1840.
I say new metaphysics. It's meta and it's new, and it's around here. Watch out. You just may not get what you're not wishing for. So I've reworded it a little bit. It's all going on around us now. Everybody's in on it.
Actually human.
Going on now. We've had the introduction. The stone tablets, the writing on papyrus, the laws of international commerce, professional wrestling, detente, Congolese, and batter fries. Had it all. All is preamble, I believe. Somebody once said in a movie when they accidentally took a turn underground to their own chagrin.
We were at the machinery.
Everybody's in on it.
Got a simple solution. Ready? The guy said, yeah. I said, now, outside. And the guy walked over, and I opened the door, and he stepped outside, and I closed it and locked it.
All is one. Except around here. All is two. It can never be two because it quickly becomes three and four. Keeps on moving. And then it's like a bad spleen dream. Sailing Ulyssian style around the Isles of Longhorns. In the one over infinite ocean of the childhood adaptation. Of the counting of the numbers.
I do know that I did it. And I find a certain clarity in the gesture.
Nobody would. There isn't one.
The girl in Geiger's bookstore didn't know that.
Oh, I see. You begin to interest me, vaguely.
So hang on. You paid for this ride. And you're damn well going to demand that you paid for this ride. Damn well demand that you're going to get this ride.
We look for it the way we normally look at everything. We try and look with our minds. So we're using our minds to try and know what can't be known with the mind, simply because any looking with your mind, you're aware of. Any looking to try and know who you are,
yes,
you're aware of.
Yes.
So who you are is prior to the looking.
Well,
you can't know who you are with your mind.
Yeah.
You can only be who you are. Now this was...
It's a good example of one becoming two. So watch it. watching.
Don't you think we're going to have to, you know, like, pay for all this in the end? Possibly. I mean, if there ends up being a god or something like that whole eternity thing out there, then yeah.
Rather than embracing the Jewish tradition out of which Christianity came as being of ongoing importance, this other group rejected Judaism altogether. This group
It's a very hot day. I've just come in off the streets. It's very hot and dusty outside. I walk through some revolving doors into a very cool, dark foyer of an office block.
Sex in the Head, Program 1.
From airplanes or ground troops or ships. Or rockets. It's all directed through space.
Went back and ordered another drink. Pouring rain outside. Big long building. He has to go all the way around the shopping center, way down around it. Come in the front door, and he came in soaking fucking wet. Like this, and, you know, shivering like he walks in. And he said, you fucking coward. He said, where were you? I went out in the parking lot. And I said, oh, that's where you went. I said, I'm sorry. I looked for you. I couldn't find you. I said, but you're serious about this, aren't you? And he said, outside. He walked over. I opened the door. He stepped outside, closed it, locked it. Only this time I walked over to the front, closed that door, and put a chair behind it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stopped being fishermen and pulled their boats up on the sand and began to talk philosophy.
I'm a private dick on a case.
Then Yeah, probably so. I don't know. We'll see. But until then, we're on my time. Okay? The interim is mine.
Machine-like, unemotional, totally in control, and suppressive toward women. Secretly, they may be terrified of women because women remind them of the power of their inner feminine side, which they are busy denying.
We had a spate of alleged chupacabra attacks on chickens and small animals in Southern California.
This is also nothing new.
Yeah, I'm getting stuff together, no problem.
Come on, let's
No.
Oh. Oh, well.
This is American Top 40.
I have climbed the highest mountains.
Yeah, I believe it's the weather, man.
And guess what?
Where are you at?
I've run through the fields only to be with you. Yep, with you. No one else, just you.
Here's the first Top 40 hit.
And guess what?
For the Irish band from Dublin who call themselves U2.
I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls. Yeah, that's really great. I can't believe I did it, but nevertheless, I have done that for you.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Only to be with you, I've done all these things. Yeah, with you. The fat one, that's it. You're the fat one, and I want to be with you.
What's the matter? Can I say, why was it changed here?
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Maybe they'll make it as a junior.
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's the letter U and the numeral
2. Nope, definitely not.
Two.
I haven't found it.
I say, they're kind of like...
I just can't seem to find it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Nope, definitely not. I haven't found it.
That's the letter U, the letter U, and the numeral 2.
Come on.
And here's what else I've done.
Come on, let's see what we can find.
I have kissed honey lips, felt the healing in her fingertips. I've even done that.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
While I was doing that, you know, all the kissing on the honey lips, it burned like fire, and it reminded me of cheap melting plastic, the kind that makes little clouds of white vapor gas, and then when it catches on fire, it makes those little strings of black smoke with little ashes attached to them. That's how it was kissing honey lips.
Why are we doing it? Why have we changed something?
I still haven't found it.
What I'm looking for that is...
The last thing he wants to do is sound like anybody else. So, if you
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
You've got a challenge, musically speaking. You know, you've got to find new sounds on the guitar. You've got to find a new way of approaching a 4-4 beat. You know, rock and roll still needs innovation, you know, and there's a lot out there.
Someone has said, get a great ideal, a great purpose, marry it, and raise a family.
What the hell's going on here?
Bono.
I should be saying American Top 40 is heard.
Are you two married to a great idea?
Okay. Fine. I'll put it another way. Take me. Oh, Christ, come on. No, who better I should ask? We're friends. You're around me, so I'm asking. Fine. I think you're a marvelous human being. I mean that. Shut up and eat. Come on, I'm serious here. It's no big deal. I'm just talking. I've just been thinking a lot lately. I bet. You say anything to her about it yet? No. I tried a million times, but she died. So, I mean, if you didn't know me, I mean, at all.
Oh, Jesus.
No, seriously, you would still feel that way.
What is this?
Nothing. I just...
See, I mean, you go around like this all day, I'd cheat on you, too. Sorry. Fuck, that wasn't nice.
It's okay. I know you didn't mean it.
Forget about it, man. It's the best thing, I promise you.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering.
Yeah, but that's not something you should be doing. It's something for our little thespian friend to think about.
I'm gonna talk to him.
It's that girlfriend of his.
Now, what are you gonna do?
I think I still got some of that stationery. Kidding.
So, if we can do that, so could another country.
Now the man that is you comes and joins the two of you. And together they will open the vortex. As the female of you stands on one side and the male of you on the other, he will place his hand first upon your tailbone. Feeling a surge of energy there, feel a force of force. And then her hand gently upon his. And you feel secure.
Second and third century Christians maintained, in fact, that the God of the Old Testament could not be the God of Jesus. That there were, in fact, two separate and distinct gods.
Repetition and variation, and he defined variation, perhaps this is well known, I don't know, but he defined variation as repetition, in which some things remained of what was being varied, and some things were changed.
The Bush administration knew the attacks were going to take place.
This group is called the Marcionites. The Marcionites. In this particular case, we know exactly why they were called the Marcionites. It's because they were named after their founder, a second century philosopher theologian named Marcion.
Say, let's go, and start to dash for it, throwing into the effort all the reserves of energy I've been saving. I give it everything I have.
Qualitatively more brutal and vicious than Pinochet's Chile, and that this therefore justified the extreme measures of building, you know, 20,000 nuclear weapons.
We measure things by what we are. To the maggots in the cheese is the universe. To the worms in the corpse is the cosmos.
That cuts them off from the felt presence of immediate experience.
The interesting things about that is how recent smoking cannabis is. In the 19th century, people who were experimenting with cannabis for its psychological effect were eating it. As far as the other uses, you know, I think probably we find cordage and impressions of weavings on the sides of clay pots that go back nearly 7,000 years. And that cordage probably was hemp.
And that was Katala yuk.
It's been used as a basis for material culture that long, and it's also been used as a basis for, you know, the imaginative and theatrical and fun side of things.
One of the things we learned from Lynn and Judy Osborne's book, Green Gold, The Tree of Life, Marijuana and Magic and Religion, is that the ancient sacred incense that was burned in all the temples of all religions was actually hashish, and that the Scythians, for instance, had felt tents that they built, and they would stick their head into it and breathe in the smoke or vapors from the hashish or cannabis buds.
Open the things and went. He's kicking the door, bang, bang, like that. Well, the place is owned by a policeman, off-duty policeman, owned this bar. It's part of the retirement fund. And he looked at me and said, Bandler, he said, are you avoiding another fight? And I said, yeah. And he said, fuck. So he dials the phone and he goes, we got another one out here. He said, I've never seen anybody that can get people to do this so many times. I said, hey, you want to see something cool? And he went, all right, wait a minute. I go in, I open the door, I say, go around to the back, go around to the back. And the guy goes, okay, and he goes walking down. And pretty soon you hear this tapping on the window in the back, pounding like this. I'm freezing out here, please, like that. So I went and I grabbed a bar towel and I opened the door and handed it to him and closed it and went like this. Right, and then it started to hail because I work with the elements, right? And then suddenly this big wind started blowing and blowing, and we heard the hailstones striking down. And I looked out, and there was a car outside there, and this hailstone went bam and broke the window. And I said, Jesus, quiet. Nah, couldn't it be him? It has to be somebody else. So I walked over, and he said, should I call a car to pick this guy up? And I said, nah. I said, but where is the police station anyway? It's like five blocks down and into the right. So I opened the window and I said, quick, out to the road, go five blocks down, make a right-hand turn. Do it quickly. Your life depends on it. Lightning is on the way. And sure enough, there it was.
Secure. And at one. Thank you.
President Bush basically engineered the events of September the 11th.
Alert. Do you want to accept cookies for ads? Enliven.com/you can decline, but the site may not work properly without them.
Who came to be known to history as the arch-heretic of the second century, but of course to his own followers was a propagator of true religion. Once again, none of the writings of the Marcionites themselves has survived.
Bin Laden's family and the Bush family have had joint business investments for a long time.
I can't. I'm on an important call.
Light me a cigarette, will you, Angel?
Alert. You have been sent a cookie with the following values. Site ads. Enliven. .com/. Expiration 2 Jan 1. 2030. Cookie data 9245000440. Do you want to accept it? You can decline, but the site may not work properly without it.
Leave me alone.
Are cut off from their internal power source, they really feel very alone and lost. In the traditional female role, a woman also learns to use her male energy to deny and suppress her feminine power. This leaves her helpless, dependent on men, and able to express her power only indirectly through manipulation. She may be afraid that if men found out how powerful she is, they would abandon her, so she carefully keeps her power hidden, perhaps even from herself. It's important to realize that both the old male and the old female exist in each sex. A woman who's expressing herself in the traditional way described above has a controlling, macho, old male inside her suppressing her. She will tend to attract men who mirror this male personality and will act out in their behavior toward her. This behavior may range from paternalistic and chauvinistic to verbally and physically abusive, depending on how the woman treats herself and what she believes she deserves. Once she begins to trust and love herself more and starts to use her internal male energy to support herself, the behavior of the men in her life will reflect that shift. It will either change dramatically and continue to change as she does, or he will disappear from her life to be replaced by men who are supportive and appreciative of her, who will mirror her new attitude toward herself. I've seen this happen many times. A traditional macho man has a helpless female voice inside of him desperately trying to be heard. He will tend to attract women who have a low self-image and are clingy and needy, or who express their power indirectly through manipulation, little girl cuteness, sexual seductiveness, cattiness, and dishonesty. These women reflect his lack of trust and respect for his inner female by not trusting and respecting themselves. By opening to you and trusting his own feminine nature, he'll find within himself the nurturing, support, and connection he's been lacking. The women in his life will mirror this shift by becoming stronger, more independent, more direct and honest, and more genuinely loving and nurturing. The new male and the new female. The feminine power, the power of the spirit, is always within us. It's up to our male energy to determine how we relate to that power. We can either fight it, block it, attempt to control it, and try to keep ourselves separate from it, or we can surrender and open to it, learn to support it, and move with it. Individually and collectively, we are shifting from a position of fear and control into surrender and trust of the intuitive. The power of the feminine energy is on.
alive in our world. As she emerges within us and we acknowledge and surrender to her, the old male within us is transformed. He re-emerges, birthed from the female, as the new male, the one who goes all out in his trust and love for her. He must grow to become her equal in power, so that they can be the partners they are meant to be. I believe that the new male has been truly birthed in our consciousness only within the last few years. Before that, we had little experience in our bodies of the true male energy. The only concept of male was the old patriarchal male, an energy divorced from the feminine. The birth of the new male is synonymous with the birth of the new age. The new world is being built within us and mirrored around us as the new male, physical form, emerges in all his glory from the feminine power of spirit.
You really believe that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
We are living in a world of censorship.
Very good, Stu.
And raise your hands. I am giving you an order.
I give the orders here, Stu, don't I?
This guy's looking for us to kill him, Captain.
Suicide by cop? Well, that's not gonna happen.
Tell him not to come any closer.
Look, don't come any closer. I stop right there. Go back a few steps. Go back to where you were.
Okay, okay. Hey,
that's
no
right.
Problem. So you got some intimacy issues. I got those too. All I want to know is... what happened, man?
Osama bin Laden's getting his nails done in Switzerland. That's what I believe.
Abstract philosophy. Of course, for everything the gods give us, they take two things back, some of the ancients thought, and for every blessing, there's a pair of curses. Well, this, if listened to in the wrong way, is going to sound terribly sniffy, and I don't intend it to be at all sniffy, but one thing that has to happen inevitably when you render the philosophical enterprise accessible to an ever larger and larger group is that you are going to take some shortcuts. By some lights, you're going to debase the enterprise, and indeed, as we shall see in 19th century thought, where the appeal is directly to large collectives, the appeal is directly to the crowd, what turns out to be the philosophical musings of an 18th century salon can actually reach or sink to the level of propaganda when it is rendered so populist and so direct in its appeal as almost to leave all of its philosophical refinements behind.
They didn't own a color television. His mother, Clara, had to babysit other people's children to pay for Steve's swimming lessons when he was 5 years old. Later, she worked part-time as a payroll clerk. His father, Paul, was an earnest journeyman, a high school dropout who worked at various times as a machinist, a used car salesman, a repo man, a real estate broker. Paul Jobs moonlighted by buying old cars and fixing them up. He always had incisive judgment about finding value and getting good deals. He'd muck around junkyards looking for parts he could purchase cheaply. But when it came to selling, Paul had a quaint sense of honor and fairness that bespoke his Midwestern background. He was a good person, but not necessarily a very good business person.
This now concludes the O&A Variety Hour. Stay tuned for the Opie and Anthony Show, spreading across America. It's the O&A virus.
Come live the mystery.
That is really great.
That's brilliant, man. Bravo to GTA. So, anyway, so we're a little tired, I guess.
Oh. You want to buy a dryer? Door?
I was wondering what you were setting up over there.
Yeah, a little goofing on Vaughn.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hold on, I have to take a call from Bonnie.
Oh, man.
Don't throw that at me. These are teeth, not pins.
Getting to be all around, like cream. Just all around. New metaphysics. Another show to beat off to. Ain't that the truth? Put some on it.
Before that happens to the radical Jack Reed, he lives youthfully at 42 Washington Square. His neighbor across the hall, Max Eastman, editor of the Masses newspaper, published two blocks away in a basement, the major communist publication of American history. Two blocks from where Arthur Miller, the playwright, contemplates suicide, and from where Jim Morrison does the same. Five blocks from where the poet Dylan Thomas died.
Just passing through.
How do you suppose I found out you were here?
I don't know. How did you?
Got human life right in my hand. So what's next? Not human death. That's the same thing. What's next? As President Bartlett might say,
told about September the 11th that the war is really about oil. It's about control of the drug money. It's about control of the pipeline.
You want to kill a Jew?
Nothing or nothing at all.
Thousands of people die every day.
She will gently place her hand just above the pubic bone. And you will feel a surge, a rush of energy there, a warmth. And he will place his hand upon hers. And she then reaches and touches gently. Deeper within you, to unlock the power of your pleasure. And then his hand moves to your third chakra, to the stomach, placing the firmness of that masculine grip there. You feel a rise within you as her hand places upon his, a quieting. And then she lifts her hand and gently touches your heart. And his rests upon hers. And then he lifts his hand to your throat. With only fingertips he touches there, and then she brings the balance. Touches your forehead so gently you barely notice. And then his with a delicacy. And both reach to the top of your head and simultaneously touch you there. And they both step forward, merging with you, giving birth to you, as you feel the intertwine of the man and the woman that you are.
Are you with the FBI or any other law enforcement agency?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
All I want to know is, what happened, man?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Oil. It's about control of the drug money. It's about construction of pipelines.
Let me stop you there.
Last words. I just had my 16th martini. He loses consciousness in the White Horse Tavern on Hudson Street and never regains it.
I'd like to pause for a moment. You can't really go into the world of journalism without first understanding how a piece gets edited at a place like TNR. This is the system that Michael Kelly brought with him from The New Yorker, a 3-day torture test. If your article's good, the process will only make it better. If your article's shaky, you're in for a long week. A story comes in and it goes to a senior editor. He or she edits it on computer, then calls in the writer who makes revisions. Then the piece goes to a second editor and the writer revises it again. Then it goes through a fact check where every fact in the piece, every date, every title, every place or assertion is checked and verified.
Chesterfield. Firm and pleasing to the lips.
Oh.
Chesterfield. Mild.
Oh, yes.
They satisfy the most.
Pardon me.
Really worked. It's just cutting with the moment and not making it cut too far so we're not processing information and not cutting too slow so we're losing the energy.
To say one of the best emails that we had recently on the program was just a couple of weeks ago when we played a track from the new album called 50 Cycles.
Oh, yeah.
And it simply said,
square pusher, like suffocating in iron wool. Brilliant.
Now, that's pretty good, actually. I mean, I would have sort of thought possibly that that was not a particularly pleasant experience to undergo, but, like, certainly a novel one, which is, well, part of the name of the game, I suppose. So, yeah, excellent. Yeah. Iron wool. I'm trying to avoid it personally, but not necessarily recommended by the authority on the subject.
All right, this is the first thing that I wanted to talk to you about. The new album, Ultra Visitor. Yeah. The listener's obviously very familiar with it. You yourself have said it's your spectacle of terror and beauty.
Okay.
And it's unknowable and will never be understood by anybody, least of all its creator.
Righto. Well, yeah, I mean, essentially that is exactly what I think, and what I should probably say is that the fact that I've had to do interviews concerning sort of my work over my career has gradually pointed out to me that there is actually no way of literally understanding a piece of music. And in that sense, I've always sort of found myself on the back heel trying to sort of field questions as opposed to answering them, because I'm not actually really sure ultimately what to say about a piece of music which has been created in an essentially a state of mind which isn't being governed by rational processes. You're in the process of composition. I think certainly what happens when I make music is that I give myself over to a process which, although I don't want to romanticise it, I would say that it is definitely a different process to, say, the state of mind that you're in when you conduct a normal conversation, or if you were to be writing something, or kind of, I don't know, trying to understand a sort of a problem of mathematics or logic or something. It's actually a process which seems to require a separate state of mind, shall we say.
Mm.
So in that sense, yeah, it's actually a waste of time to try to understand it, and for me to try and explain it, to try and say, well, other than using, you know, like a kind of analogy, like a spectacle of beauty or terror, this is the problem. You know, you kind of, you're in an interview situation and you think, what have I actually got to say? I mean, I've got loads to say about loads of other stuff.
Yeah.
But about my music, the central issue, the more central the conversation becomes, the more you'll find me saying, well, that's kind of the way it is.
That's totally fair, Dave. And my point to you would be, though, is it really important, do you think, for people to understand it? Is it not just enough to love a piece of music?
Yeah, I think that there is a problem in the sense that music made today is made using machines which are founded on the principles of logic, i.e. computers. So there is a danger for you to become a sort of mirror of that machine and think, okay, you make music in the sort of process where you might be kind of working out an equation as opposed to trying to actually sort of go beyond these kind of didactic processes. So it's an unprecedented time in that sense, and there's an unprecedented access to music making facilities, but there's also an unprecedented risk in that we could just fall into becoming a subset of a machine, you know.
Mm.
A thing that merely facilitates a machine's architecture, illustrates a machine's architecture.
The same thing.
Mm. There is an absolutely brilliant and fascinating piece, again, up on the Warp website that I'd love people to just go and have a look at out of interest as well, which is your thesis about collaborating with machinery and the idea that what you take away from a collaboration with a machine is a souvenir of the time that you've spent in a room together with it, almost, and that humans cannot, at this juncture, have any sovereignty really over the machines, because the machines, in a way, bring so much more creative power to a table these days.
That's right, yeah, I would say that the machines have come along and they rid us of certain problems, like having the actual manual facility to be able to play an instrument, but they also sort of bring other problems, and I wouldn't say they're necessarily problems, but I would say to sort of make music with a machine that you have to submit to it in a certain sense.
What happened the day of September 11th, Mike Rubin?
Waiting for the ending that will never come. Because you're not really waiting for the real ending. You just want a change in the plot line. And you don't think you are the author. But everything does end. Everything that can. New Metaphysics. Monsignor Gary Geiserman. Endowed to it. Studio slowly making a 360 per cycle. Liftoff, certain fringes, putting the perpendicular on.
Truly, you're better off this way.
Oh, yeah. And they're good tasting. I mean, I couldn't convince you. I couldn't convince my wife. But, I mean, even so, they're good. They're good to eat. They're good to taste.
Well, it's like my father just made us eat, and we'd never eat it. And he said we had to learn to eat things like this.
The next body out of the lifeboat.
How then can we be so cocksure about our world? Just because of our telescopes and microscopes and the splitting of the atom? No. Science is but an organized system of ignorance. There are more things in heaven and on earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. What do we know about the beyond? Do we know what's behind the beyond? I'm afraid some of us hardly know what's beyond the behind. Creatures of twilight and delusion, we drift toward our unknown ends. And that's why I feel the best thing is not to be born.
Fortunately, they'd shot lots of little moments of chips and people winning and that kind of thing. And you're free in a montage scene like this to play with time.
My mind doth bewilder these wondrous things to scan, awed not by man the builder, but by God who made the man.
Eisenheimers want to be a machine? Well, why don't you be a free energy machine? Or are you not man enough? Or an anti-gravity device? Can't get down.
Dave, anyway, if I was manager, and that's not bull, Dip, that's the truth. I've went up against people. You could pull a gun on me, and if I'm mad at you, I'm coming forward.
Bring that magic, brother. Give me that Heisenberg engine. I'm the powertrain.
Don't know what you're missing, and once you get used to it, and I enjoy it, I really do.
Ever gonna end?
Five blocks from where Dorothy Parker wrestles with alcoholism and the defeats of a lifetime.
Thank you.
person to lie to.
That strange taste in it doesn't bother me any longer. And there's no waste on anything like this. That's where most of the health is in those kind of things anyway.
Well, the most telling fact in all the research that I have done is a researcher named Jared Israel has a website, The Emperor's New Clothes, TENC.net. He pulled out FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, and U.S. Air Force policy procedure manuals going back 25 years. For 25 years, it has been standard operating procedure in the United States that the instant any aircraft under FAA control, passenger aircraft, loses transponder contact, loses radio contact, or deviates from course, fighter jets are responsive. Remember the case of Payne Stewart, the famous golfer? He got in a plane in Texas, a Learjet went up, they lost pressure, everybody died. F-16 fighters were scrambled and decided in a very short period of time without presidential authorization. Yet, on the day of September the 11th, after the first plane had crashed into the World Trade Center, after it was known that four simultaneous hijackings had occurred, an event which has never before occurred in human history, no U.S. Air Force fighters are scrambled. Period. That defies imagination. The only way that standard procedures could not... The only way that fighters could not have been scrambled would have been if the National Command Authority issued orders for them not to. Und wusste,
du wirst mich verstehen. The next time you see me, I will kill you. Zu dir mit all den Kindersorgen, ich fühlte mich bei dir geborgen.
All I want to know is, what happened, man? Und aller Kummer.
Heute früh, ich kam zu spät. Du wirst dich nie im Wind mehr wiegen. Du musst gefällt am Wege liegen. Und mancher, der vorübergeht. Won't take him long.
What are you going to
do? Wait a minute, let me do the talking, Angel. I don't know yet what I'm going to tell him, but it'll be pretty close to the truth. You'll have to send Carmen away from a lot of things. They have places for that. Maybe they can cure her. It's been done before. We'll have to tell your father about Regan. I think he can take it.
You've forgotten one thing. Me.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing you can't fix.
Mein Freund, der Baum.
Wächst ein Haus aus Glas und Stein, dort wo man ihn hat abgeschlagen, es werden graue
Mauern.
Mom. Joe?
Hi.
You're calling from the street. It must be 4 a.m. What's happened?
No, nothing. Nothing,
It's Harper. It's Harper. Joe?
Yeah, hi. No, Harper's fine. Well, no. She's not fine. How are you, Mom?
What's happened?
I just wanted to talk to you. I wanted to try something out on you.
Joe, you haven't... Have you been drinking, Joe?
Yes, ma'am. I'm drunk.
That isn't like you.
No. Well, I mean, who's to say?
Why are you out on the street at 4 a.m?
But the Philosophes, asbestos, they tell us themselves, weren't actually out to prosecute the agenda of academic philosophy. They were out to change the world. And as I said in connection with scholastic philosophy and Thomas Aquinas wasn't trying to get tenure in a philosophy department. He was trying to defend and put on an intellectually firm foundation the canonical teachings of the Catholic Church. What the philosophes are trying to do is change the world and render it more compatible with the evidence of sense, with the findings of science, and what every man, woman, and child capable of disabusing themselves of the pretensions and superstitions of the ages will recognize as the right approach to the problem of governance, the right approach to the problem of knowledge, the right approach to one's own daily conduct in life. Now, when I say rendering accessible to a larger and larger audience the traditional subjects of philosophy and science, that this was an aim of the Philosophes, well, this aim expressed itself quite directly in the composition of the Encyclopedia, the work chiefly of Denis Diderot and his associates. And in the Encyclopedia, there are learned, and by the way, items that still repay attention, learned disquisitions on matters of philosophical and scientific, especially scientific, and ethical consequence.
Dorothy Parker wrestles with alcoholism and the defeats of a life. I just had my 16th martini. He loses consciousness in the...
Not crazy city. It's dangerous.
Oh, actually, I'm not on the street, Mom. I'm near the lake in the park.
What park?
Central Park.
Central Park? Oh.
The key to the vortex of power is bringing those forces into harmony, bringing those two forces of the male and the female, of the masculine and the feminine, in harmony. Understanding first the principles. Understanding the principles of masculinity, not just writing them down, not just having words in your notes that you know you're going to put away and not take out again, but becoming familiar with those words, becoming familiar with the meaning, being able to observe those functions within yourself. You do them intertwining and therefore sometimes difficult to separate out, but as you can see, this is the masculine me and this is the feminine.
At the height of the controversy, you know about all this. What are your feelings about this creature or creatures? We have too many eyewitness accounts to...
A series about sexual fantasy.
Right? And, you know, you could tell it, but there already, they just weren't paying attention. They all looked at when he makes lightning. No, I just noticed it. I don't know how people miss it. You know, lightning's coming up, and then suddenly you go, look, there's going to be lightning. Odds are, if there's a whole bunch of it, there'll be more. Right? It's getting closer. The storm's coming in. And I see this guy running down the thing, and he pounds on the door and goes, does somebody have an umbrella? And I said, anybody got an umbrella? And one of the policemen that's there said, well, I got one in my car. And I said, nah, you shouldn't go out there. You get wet. And I said, sorry, but there's one 5 blocks down, 1 block over. And I said, Robert? And he said, what? And I said, you got this guy's motivation strategy? He said, sure. I said, motivate him to go out and go with his friend and show him where this is. And the guy said, what? And I said, there's a prize for you guys, 5 blocks down, 1 block up. And he went, cool. And he said, is that for doing this with him? And I said, yeah. It's kind of like getting an A, but it's a J. And he went, far out, man. And he opened the door and stepped out and closed the door. Locked. By himself. And his friend went, you locked the door, you fucking idiot. And he said, you better come with me. I know where we're going. They went off down the street. And the guy said, well, how come you didn't give him his car keys? I said, he's drunk. You went on driving. Better he walk in there. I said, what I wanted to do is give him a golf club to hold up so to protect him from lightning. Golfers do that all the time. They go, oh no, lightning. They hold that golf club up and that's all there is to it. That's why there's a lot of golfers that get fried on the course, especially in Florida, by the way, which is lightning all over the place. There's a place called Lightning Alley, and they built a golf course there.
Every week, American Top 40 is
heard.
Is it to just screw up things?
Marriage is not you two living for each other.
Because I can't say this. You know,
let's see what we can find. Everything's such a mess.
That's how we're almost finished.
It is you two uniting to live as a team for this great purpose.
Wait a minute.
No.
Is Don on the phone?
Hi, Casey.
So the variation itself is repetition. And he liked variation to become more and more complex and far removed from the subject being varied.
I would think...
At that time, incomprehensibility of 12-tone music.
Question of repetition and variation, and he defined variation, perhaps this is well known, I don't know, but he defined variation as repetition, in which some things remained of what was being varied, and some things were changed.
Oh, my Lord. What on earth are you doing in Central Park at this time of night?
Are you... Joe, I think you ought to go home right now.
Sense as you seek, as you stretch, and be proud of the fact that you do seek and stretch. Sure, you don't know everything, and that's not to be embarrassed about. That's to be reached for and to be proud of, and to recognize that as the master's energy, and then to sit back, to open up, and let the knowledge in. Let the knowledge in. Let yourself receive. And to provide and protect instinctively, naturally, spontaneously, as you balance those energies with being protected. Being provided for. To notice how much you do in your life and how much you let be done. And to bring these two into harmony. In order to bring them in harmony, you must first be able to work with them, to embrace them, to sense these qualities as they work within you, as they work. Not to separate, but to create harmony by identifying step one. Identifying those principles in your daily function, in your life function. The second, of course, is to understand your imbalances and to know your life and where you are out of balance, out of whack. And as we talked before break, to be able to look at and determine even from your own sensing, are you too strong in one and too weak in the other? And so let us take a few moments now to consider the lack of harmony. The lack of harmony. When the anuma, or the masculine, excuse us, the anumas, or the masculine energy is too strong, and or the feminine is too weak. And this does not apply to just you men, listen up, etc. This applies to all of you. Those of you who have an overactive masculine energy and an underactive feminine. The first thing that it will produce is a chauvinism. A chauvinism, a male chauvinism, a male preference, a male valuing, where you value your reality by the maleness of it, whether you're man or woman. Where you disenfranchise women. Maybe they have the vote, but they don't have value. Oh, it's just a woman. Oh, it's just her idea. Oh, I thought it was a man. Oh, I thought he. No, it's only a she. Disenfranchised because of your gender. Disenfranchised because of your gender. Or enfranchised because of your gender. In your world, the level of chauvinism, as we said, has not reduced, but indeed has increased. Even to the point now that your statistical references show that women earn something like 63 cents per every dollar that a man earns, down from 10 years ago.
All I want to know is, what happened, man?
even if they are willing, they don't seem to be able to do so or wanting to do so. And most particularly, even if they won't locate it and help you tap into it, they won't even give you the key. Essence somewhere within you. Or philosophy is, you are told of a power, and you are told that that power resides within you.
Oh, it feels good. It's the only respite from the cold. Cold world. With all the ricochets. More than a triangulated kill shot today.
And through the harmony to indeed help you discover, help you begin to explore, to begin to understand what that vortex of power can really be like.
New Metaphysics. In between here and over where you are.
He's a great man, nice man. Why?
New Metaphysics.
He's a nice man. He's the kind of man that, you know.
In between over here and.
Shake hands with.
In between.
He's a nice man. You know he's a nice man.
Three quarters of the way from. A little bit beyond where I am.
He's a nice man.
To almost at the beginning of the in-between that's close to the part that's between the middle and where you are.
Nice.
On the canyon.
You are told that you have a power within you.
Nice man.
Tavern on Hudson Street and never regains it. Five blocks from where Dorothy Parker wrestled with alcoholism and the defeats of a lifetime.
Nice man.
This distinction between authoritarian and totalitarian is largely contrived and is largely a political distinction. It has little scientific merit. It's because what it does is it lumps very different types of societies together and pretends that they're all one.
At the risk of seeming a trifle corny, it actually seems to me like an actual realization of Orwell's Newspeak.
To a certain extent, I think that you're right. I mean, you had everything from Kim Il-sung's style North Korea to the Italian Communist Party presented as a single monolithic block. And then on the other hand, you had genuinely genocidal government such as that which emerged in Guatemala, for example, to name only one example, that were somehow America's friends. So these ideas, they get off campus and they become the code speak that politicians use, that journalists use, that professors use, that the people on the chat shows on Sunday morning use to justify whatever policy happens to be in vogue at a given time.
On page 85, you write, "This continuity of leading theoreticians became part of a broader pattern through which the psychological warfare of one generation became the international communication of the next."
Propaganda and psychological warfare.
That's a little bit about me, kind of. I pulled away from the porn a bit. I just thought I'd share that. You were proud of me? You did a good job? Have you had that problem? It's weird, isn't it? People don't understand it. People judge it. You know, people judge people that have, like, a porn thing. But porn is such a healthy way to deal with things. You know, I don't know what people are thinking. They're like, "You disgusting bastard." It's no, we are filled with the humility of having a porn fetish. What do you think, that's a proud thing? You know what I mean? It's like, don't judge the porno watchers. We have enough fucking humility at home. You know, you think there's a celebration when you shoot your load jerking off the porn? You think you go, "Oh, yeah!" What are you kidding me? That is one of the darkest, most solitary, ugly, isolated moments a person can go through.
Did they have them?
They had what?
Solitary, ugly, isolated moments a person can...
Do you want me to go and get you a jelly roll?
Yeah, would you?
Over there? What kind? Do they have them?
They have what?
Jelly roll?
You're just like, you know, it seems like a good idea when you're walking by the video store and you're attacked by, "Oh, God, I need to watch other people fuck all afternoon." You know? But, man, it is no party. I got to this point where it's like, I'm not a porn addict, you know what I mean? But I've gone on benders in my life, you know? Just because, you know, what else do you have? You know what I mean? If I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking, I'm not doing drugs, you know, I've got this toy, and that's, you know, I can use it like that. But, oh, God, now I'm being so candid 5 minutes in. All right, so, but I used to go, like, it's so weird. Like, I don't buy porn. I'm afraid to buy it. Because if you buy it, it stacks up, you watch too much, and when you do get out, people know.
Nice shoes. Italian. You're hung up, Stu. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. You don't have to thank me. Nobody ever does. I just hope your newfound honesty lasts. Because if it doesn't, you'll be hearing from me.
Is everyone in the conference room?
Mm-hmm. You know what could have prevented all this, don't you?
No, what?
Pictures. How can could you make up characters if everyone you wrote about how to be photographed?
Did you get that script in already? Or do I have to write all this myself? I want to see something by Monday.
I've told you that there's a grand and glorious power. And that power is... It is. Whether it's through the traditional and fundamental religions, or traditional psychologies, or philosophies, you are told of a power, and you are told that power resides within you. And one of the few areas where the tradition and the fundamental agree with the alternative, alternative philosophy, alternative religions through the sense of metaphysical spirituality and alternative philosophy. Similarly, whether spoken by the misfit or by the mystic, indeed, speak of a power. Speak of a power that is inside of you. Indeed, some will identify it in your head and tell you it's up here. And others will tell you, no, it's in your heart. And yet others, perhaps wanting to balance and be in harmony themselves, say that it is in with your imagination, somewhere within you. From the tips of your toes to the tips of your fingertips to the end of your nose, that it's within you somewhere. Many are quick to tell you you've got this power that was within. Many are quick to tell you it's here or there or wherever, trying to find some sort of body location. Very few are willing or perhaps able to actually get you in touch with that power, however. And even if they are willing, they don't seem to be able to do so or wanting to do so. And most particularly, even if they won't locate it and help you tap into it, they won't even give you the key to lock that power, to start that power, to start the engine of that energy that can be such a very powerful and beautiful energy within you. Well, in this year of discovery, where we have begun by dealing with fear and how to conquer it, and self-punishment and how to end it, and have also dealt indeed with many of you with healing to stretch your image, to stretch your awareness of health and illness, to stretch you to boundaries beyond which you have let yourself go previously, to work with healing the body and the mind and the spirit. And in this year of discovery, as we have worked with those things, it is now time to both give you the key to that power and to help you tap into that power and begin to help you understand the beauty and the mystery of the key.
Excellent. I should have thought of that.
Folks, there was a sharp sound of horses' hooves and grating wheels against the curb.
And I'll tell you, when it starts to go, there's like 100 to 150 lightning strikes on the golf course every afternoon. And people book it because it's easy to get on the course then. They asked me, they said, do you want to play golf? And I said, I'm not even going to go outside. I said, if you guys looked outside, there's lightning bolts all over the place.
They're not available. So impulse buying during Christmas time, of course, is very, very...
...being intimidated by the powers that be, in, but I must, my sense of it is that you have a, some paranoia sitting somewhere.
I do.
Wants to put weapons in space so that we can destroy other countries' satellites in space, so then we'll be the master of space.
Guess. Approximately, we'll go more than 100.
After a lifetime of killing for hire, Kuklinski was finally caught by an undercover ATF agent wearing a hidden wire.
You willing to go out on a contract?
If the price is right, I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah, but how the fuck do you put it together, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's always a way, there's a will, there's a way, my friend.
Vic Pilty in Belfast, Northern Ireland. I see you post sometimes 10 or 15 times a day in this marvelous blog called Slugger O'Toole, news, commentary, diverse opinion on Northern Ireland. I'm trying to figure, is this a peace blog? Is it a getting to know you blog? Is it a talking over the fence blog? What are you up to?
We can't pay you anything for this until our label sends us some of the money they owe us. So this will have to be benefit terms.
Golly, Miss Molly.
Well, I gotta catch a plane. Give my regards to the weatherman, and you too.
You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but...
Yeah, the guy that's talking to the Serumaster, bring him back.
Now, Megan, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Hey, sewer mouth.
KPA, I'm on a frequency, but you can't find me.
Geh mir zur Ricken Choreldorfen, heute soll er fallen von die Seiten. Hello, Caponch went out to lunch beyond the pearly gates. He walked into a vegetarian restaurant called Nate's. Da hat ein neues gepuppt von flying with his horse. Komm mit schüres Heel, da give me a plate of borscht. Yippie-ho, yippie-washting-do. Borscht rises in the sky.
Now listen. Hey, the Borscht was hot. The fire of his is hot. He brennt from steam. The cowboy said, was for a clog. I want some sour cream. These guys, they shook just for the schnook. The bells gave out a clang. The cream came out from Brooklyn. Woo, ha, folk, mir a gang. Yippee-ho-ho. Yippee-washting-go. Pushed right there in the sky. Right, a cowpunch ate his borscht right up and bought some for his horse. He shot it into horsey with a hypo, of course. Old Dobbin gave a schluch with joy, he felt the sarping flow. He dived right through the skies of borscht right into Pimlico. The horses lined up one by one just as they reached the barrier. And someone shot a pistol and they ran out of the yachul, yeah. There they go, Dalton, taking the lead is Hagzals. Second is Finsternior. In third place is Flying Bisk. And coming up schnell from the rear is Happy Hinton. Aber auf wo ist Borstreiter? Ja, klug. Er sitzt schiebe bei der Barriere. Jetzt geht er an Grebs. Und er läuft das wie ein Zyklon. Dort kommt er. Er catcht Flying Fisk. Dies passt Finsternior. Jetzt speit er an auf Hagzals. Come on, Borstreiter. Hui, Daddy. Hey, the pedal left is on his way, I seen she can't be stopped. The crowds again, the sugar yelling, gay, the alte schkappe. The boss, the horsey from the sky, he made the hood look silly. But the cream wore off and he fell down and now he's gotta kill it. Yippee ho ho, win place and show. The boss riders in the sky. Hey.
And then President John began to speak, and I knew right away he wouldn't be weak. Well, he said he'd seen some missile bases and terrible smiles on Cuban faces. Close picture. Carrying land reform too far. Giving land to the USSR. Well, he said we mustn't be afraid. We're setting up a little blockade. Put our ships along the Cuban shores, and if the Russian bear yells and roars, we'll let him have it. From Turkey and Greece, Formosa and Spain, the peaceful West European plain, from Alaska and Greenland, we'll use our means and 20,000 submarines. We're gonna teach the Russians a lesson. We're trying to upset the balance of power.
Of electricity inside of a nucleus.
Johnny, Roger.
My voice. To help you begin to understand the mystery of harmony.
Silly Sally is a tally with the crackers in the alley. She's a smacker and a whacker with Dally with a slacker. Sally keeping in a locker little packets with a docker. Jolly Roger looking pretty, just a sucker for a shocker. Jolly Roger in a pickup has a packet on the horse. He's a docker with a bucket, just a ticket in a ticket.
You the credible beauty and the credible awe of harmony.
me of now.
No metaphysics. Quiet now. Don't try and make a move. Just take it easy.
At first, you might say, "Ah, never mind. The strong force is so strong, everything's tightly bound. Who cares about electricity?" But it's there, it's real. Positive charges repel, but the neutrons are not repelled because they're neutral. And again, you can learn about the connection between electricity and the strong force in the nucleus by looking at the differences between nuclei that have different numbers in protons and neutrons.
Most Americans stood behind the president and his military minds.
Say to sort of make music with a machine that you have to submit to it in a certain sense, and it's a case of a balance between retaining an awareness of yourself but also not just becoming a function of that machine.
Yeah.
The upbringing. The reason that I eventually wanted to study science was that it came.
Now, harmony is a word that hitherto in your vernacular has taken on very passive meaning. It is a throw-off phrase. You need more harmony in your life. Usually it's spoken with a tilt of the head and a syrupy smile and a somewhat distant look in the eye. You need harmony. And you respond with a knowing nod and a sigh. The knowing nod really covering up the fact that you don't know what they're talking about. And the sigh, relief, that another meaningless conversation is about to end.
These detectives, the real police department, the law enforcement, and those guys have to go out because that's part of their job to follow every lead. They got to go out and find, you know, this person, and it wastes the police force their time.
You see, there are certain words in your metaphysical vocabulary, certain words in your social consciousness, in your collective or in your consensus reality, that have been deceptively neutralized, deceptively made into these passive little limp words that are thrown around. One, for example, is trust, and we've talked of this before. The trust is one of these words that, when in doubt, you need to trust yourself, yes? And you can't go wrong, because everybody needs to trust themselves a little more. Everyone would benefit from a grander and a more glorious sense of trust. But it's become a throw-off phrase. Something that you just trust yourself. Oh, yeah, yeah. No one ever really pays attention to it. We talk to some of you who have a focus of learning to trust, some of you who have blockages around your inability or your reluctance or your fear of trust. And in that sense, when you hear it, you often dismiss it. Oh, yeah, that trust focus. Oh, yeah, that trust thing again. Right? Oh, yeah, I'm not trusting myself enough again. Oh, yeah, yeah. But you never stop and really look at it. You never stop and really do anything with it, because it has been watered down. It has been so watered and so neutralized, so diluted, that it has no more meaning to most of you.
Much more frequently than the geologist.
Independent of my associations, having been influenced by that TV detective movie?
Yes, because the gardener in your knowledge web has many more threads running to all kinds of places within the web. It has also the word garden as its base word.
Yeah, as in garden fruits or garden vegetables, flower garden. A lot more likely to be used than words associated with the profession of geologist. I agree.
And hardly anyone ever mentions a gelatologist.
A what?
A gelatologist is a person who concerns themselves with humor and laughter. It's derived from the Greek word gelos, meaning laughter.
Never heard of such a science.
It's pretty new. Started in the end of the 70s and slowly grew.
the letter 2 and the numeral U.
Whereas if you would, and you can do this just this very moment, just stop for a moment now and just consider, what would your life be like? What would your life be like if you trusted yourself taking? If you had complete and total trust in what you were doing and what you were becoming. If you had complete and total trust in everything that was happening in your life right now and everything that you anticipated. If you trusted all the future dreams and all the future plans and all the hopes that you had, and you knew you were doing the right thing and you had that sense of understanding, and even if you weren't perfect, which has nothing to do with trust, you knew that if I falter, if I make a mistake, if I screw up somehow, I'll land on my feet and I'll turn this adversity to my advantage. Imagine for a moment, what would your life be like?
It's becoming more familiar. You may have heard of so-called doctor clowns.
In hospitals for children.
Not only children benefit from fun and laughter. It strengthens adult immune systems, too.
Of course.
But
when we invert it, major becomes minor. Notice that the numbers always add.
The variation itself is repetition. And he liked variation to become more and more. He was very emphatic about music being a question of repetition and variation. And he defined variation, perhaps this is well known, I don't know, but he defined variation as repetition, in which some things remained of what was being varied, and some things were changed. So the variation itself is repetition.
Sorry, I hear that word, around our place a lot, so.
He loves those Greeks, doesn't he?
Yeah. Anyway.
Thousands of people die every day.
You want to get some coffee?
Actually, I'm meeting someone, so.
Okay. What about later? I'd even go for decaf.
No thank you, though. I have...
Why not? Huh?
What are you doing? Why are you acting like a...
Because I want to take you out. It's just coffee. Don't say no.
Well, I already did. I could say it again for you.
They need to do. That's the same thing that Drosnin's doing. If he's sitting there talking to intelligence officials, I don't know why they're talking to him in the first place. But the Bible code doesn't prove anything. Now, of course, he probably didn't really get a meeting with the Pentagon briefing, though. He most likely is a couple guys in suits, black suits with sunglasses that kind of wanted to make sure he wasn't a nutcase. He probably had no authority or anything. This is how the Bible code works, okay? This is the theory. Let's say I give you write a paragraph about a sunset, okay? Sunset's nice, you know the colors, he's driving down the road, all this other stuff. Nice long paragraph. If you took every word in my paragraph, they would say exactly what I wrote. Let's say if you took every third letter, if you took every letter, it'd say what I wrote. If you took every letter, there might be a word or
two
in there somewhere. But if I wrote like a whole bunch of things about a book or things about the sunset, or about any topic, I might find in there something me saying, "Help, I'm at Michael Jackson's house, he won't leave me alone."
Ability to dream through the form of desire and expectation and imagination, the tools with which you chisel and carve your reality. Technique is the way in which you use those tools. To carve out of, to chisel out of, to mold and to form out of those raw materials.
Road, all this other stuff, a nice long paragraph. If you took every word out of my paragraph, it would say exactly what I wrote.
Reality. In the creation of this illusion, you gather the raw materials and make them pure, as clean and as unencumbered as possible. You sharpen your tools, you become adroit and skilled at using them, and then you use them in a way, a particular method of use, a particular manner in which you use those tools on those raw materials, and that manner is called technique. And one technique is trust, and another is harmony. Another technique is to function with harmony, to use the key that harmony is, the key that unlocks the power. It is a wondrous power, this thing called harmony. It is active and it is dynamic and it is alive, not some plastic, passive sort of milk toasty sort of wimpy thing. It is alive and vibrant. It has force, and it has energy. It has definition. To create harmony. To function with harmony. To open yourself to the powers, to the basic powers. And there are only four of them.
the basic power, the power of freedom. The power of freedom to find within your reality those boundaries with which in you can function freely. To find, to unlock, to use, to ride upon, to build upon that power of freedom. It takes harmony. The power of giving. The power of giving, to be able to give indeed, to receive underneath it, around it and behind it, but to give is the power. And to act. And the power of joy. The power of joy. Another word that is often diminished in your reality, often diluted along with trust and with harmony. Joy. There are basically these four powers. No matter what you do in your reality, no matter how you demonstrate your power, it is going to fit in one of these four categories. It is either going to be a power that brings you grander freedom, a power that allows you to give more or to act more definitively and decisively, or to feel a grander sense of joy. You don't care how you manifest that power in whatever form or shape. It will fall into one of these categories, and the key to all four of these powers is harmony. How do you find freedom? How do you find that action? How do you find the giving and the joy? Through harmony. Through harmony. Through the harmony that is within you. So the harmony of what? To create harmony, there must be something against which something else harmonizes. Eh? There must be at least two components. You can't come into harmony singularly. You have to come into harmony in interaction. You see, and this is where those that are so quick to tell you that you are all there is, that there is nothing else, that there is no other force grander or lesser than you. Indeed, you do create it all. We won't argue with that. We have said that all along. You create it all. And in your creation, you have written the rule that says there are others. You have created them, but they're real. There is a force that is grander than you. There is a you that is more than even you now. There is a you that is even grander than you now. You are not all that you are. There's more of you than you understand at this particular point. That's wonderful, in fact. That's reassuring. Eh? You have created a reality. But even though it may not be logical, you have impact. You have impact. You have impact on each other and upon the world around you. Your illusion bashes up and bangs up and bumps up against the other illusion. And when two illusions hit one another, impact, energy is released. Just as when two atoms, just as in two vibrations, there is impact. Therefore, you can have harmony or dissonance. You can have harmony because it is more than you. If you are a singular note, how can you harmonize? Will you harmonize with that self that is you? Exactly. That's true. Which implies there's more than just one, isn't there? Now, logically, that does not make sense. How can I create it all and there's more than me? Because you created an illogical system. You created an illogical system that allows for love. Because you see, if there is only you, and you are the trees and the earth and the sky, and you are the person in front of you, behind you, to the left and the right of you, and you are the ones you love and the ones you hate, and you are all things and nothing more and nothing less, then there is no room for love. But if you will, in that logic, allow the illogic of impact, allow it to be such that I've created it all and therefore I get to make the rules, and one of the rules is I have impact on this illusion that I have created, and this illusion has impact on me. And I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid to admit that I have impact on my world, and that my world has impact on me.
who is as lucky as that? Did it happen? Not to one among millions and millions of people. In these days of darkness and doubt, of crisis and confusion, what the world needs is a truly great soul. I am that soul.
Together we hold hands and we're far away in the stars.
Were going to take place. President Bush basically engineered the events of September the 11th.
I could say it again for you. No. Leave me alone.
I see you're a real piece of work, you know that?
That's great.
Nobody actually likes you. You're aware of this, right?
Are you for real?
I don't get your kind. You give my friend nothing but grief, always coming off like some dyke bitch. How do you live with yourself?
What the fuck is the matter with you?
Hey, you don't want to have a drink with me? That's fine. I can take it. I have a healthy self-image. But you keep dicking around people I know. And one of these days I'm going to find you. I'm gonna knock you on your ass. You are a useless cunt. Get used to it.
Ranging from geography to moral issues to the natural order of things, the species of animals.
You could actually try to tell a machine what to do. Really consciously retain your sort of humanity, so to speak, but that to me would not be taking advantage of the fact of that a machine is actually an incredible tool, and it has in a certain sense a life unto itself. I think it's much more a case of not either telling it what to do or submitting it to telling you what to do, but to sort of forming some sort of balance with the machine, and then something new comes of that.
I think it's a really fascinating topic, really, because in a way, you know, it's an age-old argument that the likes of the crusty old 80s rock bands might have used. You know, Whitesnake might turn around and say, well, you tossers who work with computers, that's not real music,
yeah,
you know.
Completely.
But the way that you've couched it in an intellectual format on the website is really fascinating, and for you as the author of the piece to actually concede that is, you know, it's really quite new, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I have to say that my thoughts on the subject are based upon the fact that I probably would have fallen into that bracket.
Mm.
My association music is couched in that being a player, so to speak, and I at one point would have been quite cynical, I think, about music made with machines. I would have thought, well, you know, that's kind of just pressing go on a sequencer. It doesn't seem to be the same. It's cheating. But my opinions have, and it's presumably quite apparent to anyone who's actually listened to my music that my association with machines is no sort of superficial one. I probably know more about the machines that I use to make music than the people who actually produce the machines themselves, you know. And that is not, it's not an exaggeration.
Mm.
And I think my first sort of point where I started off on that road, shall we say, is that when I used to program, it used to be a little computer program when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I made a little sequencer program, and I played along to it, and I suddenly started thinking that, well, there is a groove here. It's not simply a machine sort of making an attempt. It's something specific to this machine, which is quite unlike a drummer, but it has its own sort of charm and a sort of, shall we say, a brutality, which could be harnessed, which the listener might possibly agree that hopefully I've made sort of fair inroads into sort of that experiment. I don't know.
Yeah.
From a strange stock. The members of my family were mostly epileptics, vegetarians, stopperers, triplets, nail biters. But I've always been happy. I was born of parents in one of the humble walks of life. My father was a manufacturer of dog oil, and my mother had a small studio where, for a reasonable fee, she disposed of other people's unwelcome babies.
so many laws. Find one you can break.
You know, you can be shot 41 times for just pulling out your wallet.
Consider yourself anti-Semites. Good.
I was a worm in the night, and cold as a stone I was.
All right. Okay, let's try it, okay?
My fantasies, I think, tend to be very dreamlike in the sense that there is absolutely no need whatsoever for logic. In the same sense that when you can be having a dream, you can be walking down with a friend in a street that you're very familiar with, and then turn a corner and you can be somewhere up in Scotland that you're also very familiar with. And you know that the two are completely displaced in time and space, but it just doesn't make any difference.
The creation of particles in machinery in the post-war era. I think physicists really like that word very much. It's not all that descriptive. First of all, short lifetime allows us to classify all of these particles as strongly interacting. So people started coming up with nomenclature. Are these particles that are kind of like photons, except they're real, they're massive, they've got charge, they're kind of like heavy versions of the pion. Now, let's think a little bit more about what I'm saying, a heavy version of a particle. So you've got the proton and the neutron. Those are the simplest, lightest baryons. But then you've got these new particles that are being discovered, and they get names like the delta and the lambda and the sigma, right?
My father was a manufacturer of dog oil, and my mother had a small studio where, for a reasonable fee, she disposed of other people's unwelcome babies. As a child, I learned rapidly. At the age of 6, my second novel had been published. Before I was 10, I could change my own diapers. By the time I was 11, I knew how to wave bye-bye. And in addition, even in those early days, I had my exact routine of duties. Not only did I have to assist my father in catching dogs for his vats, but I was also kept busy by my mother carrying away the debris of her work in the studio.
Actually, the terms have been imprecise, seeing as Jews are only technically one of the Semitic peoples. But for our purposes, we'll say that an anti-Semite is someone that hates or is against Jews. Why do we hate them?
And all these Greek letters. What's a delta? Well, in a certain sense, you can think of it as like a big, heavy proton. If you produce one, it will just fall apart fairly quickly. It's radioactive, and it'll turn into a proton. And some other stuff, some pions, for example, might go flying out to carry away the extra energy.
So the other night, you said you thought the modern world was a Jewish disease. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
In the movement, this racialist movement, we believe there's a hierarchy of races, you know. Whites at the top, blacks at the bottom, Asians, Arabs, Latins, somewhere in between. Why are you writing this down if you're recording it?
I've got to stand and fight in this creation.
So you've got heavy versions making a kind of a tower of more and more and more particles that are all baryons. And then you've got the pion, which is the lightest kind of meson, and then you've got this tower of more and more and more other kinds of mesons, which themselves decay, usually into lighter mesons, and then ultimately into electrons and neutrinos and so on. So this is the story that's developing in the 1950s. We are beginning to collect data, information, and it's pretty overwhelming, and people don't quite know what to make of it. And think of the situation in 100 years earlier.
We know that the Bin Laden family and the Bush family have had joint business investments for a long time.
It's a criminal enterprise that's out of control. The U.S. government has become a franchise operation for major corporations.
Good? What are you borrowing toiletries in there or? No? Yes? What the fuck? So, look, I know you're nervous and all, and so it's. But if you use any towels in there, and please don't feel like, I mean, I always do this. It's a health thing, strictly. I mean, really it is. Take a shower if you want to. Wipe yourself off, no problem. But set anything you do use off to one side, okay? You know, I got to do wash anyway. Okay?
People, chemists, were the big players back then, and they were collecting data on all the elements.
Without an attack on the order of Pearl Harbor, the American people will never support the effort of imperial mobilization required to exert the military force necessary to secure control of this region.
This reminds me of Nam.
I can create it. That means I can have impact on it. If I have impact, then there is an inside and an outside. then there are different aspects of me. And I can create a harmony. A harmony, what? Between what? Between my mind and my heart. A harmony between what I think and what I feel. A harmony between my mind and my soul. A harmony between what I manifest myself to be and what I really am. Your mind and your soul. A harmony between your doing nature and your being nature. A harmony between the man that you all are and the woman that you all are. Between the masculine energy that you all are and the feminine energy that you all are. Now, as we discussed this afternoon, it's easy for some of you to fall into an adolescent trap. An adolescent trap that when we say feminine, we are meaning woman. Breasts and vagina, makeup and perfume. And when we say masculine, that we're meaning man, macho and muscles. And therefore, as we talk of certain of the attributes of the masculine energy, some of you men getting very peacocky and proud. Yeah, that's us, boy, I'm one of them. And when we talk of the beauty and the virtues and the necessities of the feminine energy, the women sort of, told you so. I knew it all along. And some of you, as we're talking of the masculine energy, getting angry. Some of you women feeling, it's not so neat, it's not so good, etc. Feeling that somehow we're talking down about you and up about men. And similarly, when we talk of the feminine energy, some of you men finding yourself getting restless and a bit uncomfortable, a little coffee. Because you think we're talking about women being better than you. No, we're not talking about gender. See, that's what the adolescent makes the mistake. The adolescent makes the mistake of assuming masculine and feminine are gender-oriented. Male is gender-oriented. Female is gender-oriented. A person, how can a person be too much male or too much female? In fact, is not so. For you are as male as you are or as female as you are. And that is determined by your gender. But one can be too masculine or too feminine or too little femininity or too little masculinity, and we are not talking about measurements with a yardstick or a measuring tape. When we speak of masculine energy, we're not speaking of genitalia. The adolescent thinks we are. When we speak of feminine energy, we're not speaking of genitalia. The adolescent thinks we are. What we want to suggest is that within each of you is a male and female energy. That you are both male and both female, and that doesn't mean you both genitalia. You know better. Nor is it suggesting that you should develop another sex. Nor is it suggesting you should change the way you dress. Or the rigidity or lack of it of your wrists. Or any other of what you assume to be symbols of masculine and feminine energy. We're not talking of gender, we're talking of energy. And each of you, when we speak of the virtues and the values of masculine energy and the virtues and values of feminine energy, can both feel proud and both feel a little sheepish to the extent that you have or have not developed either. Harmony between the male energy and the female energy that is in each of you. You see, Jung spoke of these two energies in the form of Anumas and Anuma. The Anumas being the male energy, the Anuma being the feminine energy. And Jung wrongly said that within every man there is this extra energy that is woman that needs to be developed. And with every woman there is this extra energy that is man that needs to be prepared. When you read Jung more closely, you realize he's an incredible chauvinist. Absolutely so. And hardly a friend to the feminist energy.
Is weather any advantage in tracking a bassist? Don't worry, Mr. Twombly. I know where those suckers are. Right about now, the does are holing up in the brush piles. The bucks are right behind the does. We're right behind the bucks. That gun gets fired before 10 o'clock. Whether it kills a deer or not, more or less up to you. I'll put you inside 30, 35 yards of a buck. First 4 hours of the season, that's what you're paying me for, ain't it?
Damn straight.
Done much shooting with that rifle yet?
I'll tell you what, kid. You get me close to a big buck by 10 in the morning, there's an extra 100 in it.
If you get it?
Yeah.
You might not kill it.
You think so?
You might gut shoot it. Cripple it for somebody else to find and tag. Can't guarantee that won't happen, especially with a new gun. I may have to shoot it.
You take care of your end, I'll take care of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I want a deer or a dead one, not a cripple or what the fuck.
I get it. No sweat. You'll get yourself a deer and you'll get him dead and you'll get him by coffee time.
And you'll get your extra $100.
Wonderful.
All I want to know is, what happened, man?
Okay, why didn't Missouri do anything about it?
They're always running second to Kansas. They just won't take a lead in anything. They're scared to death, and it's so aggravating. But they let Kansas have all the gravy.
Well, they could have done something with that if they'd have got it.
Sure, they could.
Look what it's going to do for Kansas.
Well, and you know it's close enough to Missouri. It also helps the motels and the restaurants in Missouri, but.
Right, fine, and indeed a pleasure to be here this afternoon, Alton, before we begin discussing balance and the realization of your full self. We want to comment very briefly.
Happened September 11th.
There is a void, and that void needs to be filled.
It's a $25 billion gas exploration project in Saudi Arabia.
To several things. We set out, first of all, to bring together in one place interesting material that otherwise readers would not be able to read in one place.
And he liked variation to become more and more complex and far removed from the subject being varied.
In kingdom come, and all the colors bleeding into one big mess.
Important for that market, so they effectively were killing off the book. So I'm by this time, the chief counsel of Prentice Hall, William Daly, God bless his soul, is dead now. Daly was so upset about this that he actually broke with the ethics inside the legal profession and took the Prentice Hall's file on DuPont and behind the nylon curtain and walked down to the New York Times and handed it over to Alden Whitman, who at that time was still working for the Times.
Amazing.
And Whitman looked over these documents. He couldn't believe what he was reading, and he decided to break the story that January. Meantime, DuPont Company is very upset about the Ray review in the New York Times, and they're contacting the Times, Max Frankel in particular, the editor there, or one of the chief editors, and they're putting pressure on Frankel. But I will say that Frankel stood up to them and said, well, he says, but what is your problem with this? Well, this, you know, it's nothing new. And he nothing new? He says, that's why you're contacting me, to tell me there's nothing new? Well, we don't agree. We think there's a lot new in here. And there was.
And that void needs to be filled with a power, with a vortex of power, with a very special and very particular vortex of power that comes from the harmony of your masculine and your feminine energy. Now, once you discover that harmony, once you just begin to tap into it, once you even have a sense of it, that harmony begins to shape and reshape, begins to form and reform, structure and restructure. That harmony begins to create and allows itself to be created. It begins to nurture and allows itself to be nurtured, such as it turns itself into and shapes itself into balance. Balance. And out of that balance, first comes a glimpse, just a hint of a glimpse of your full self. And from that glimpse, you can develop a full-length view. And on that full-length view, you can develop an embracing gaze of your full self. Of your full self. Now indeed, once you get a glimpse, Evan, and perhaps expand that glimpse to that full-length view, or even reach, hopefully, that embracing gaze of that full self, once you do that, there comes an awareness and a sense of worth. Feeling that value of worth and awareness of your full self, combining that with a sense of esteem and a sense of love for that full self, leads to and engenders a certain confidence in you and in that full self that you have glimpsed, that you have seen, that you have longingly, embracingly gazed. A confidence that leads to respect and to a realization. And out of that realization of the full self comes a power of understanding, a power of the meaning of it all. Out of that balance, out of that full self, comes a perception that is born of a conception of yourself. Out of that full self comes a new way of relating to who you are. And as that relationship deepens, the relationship with you, as it deepens, all your relationships improve.
With confidential ratings is that for legal reasons, literally hundreds of thousands of government employees have access to confidential, quote-unquote, papers, so that if the NSC has a confidential policy, it's generally on the front page of the newspapers within a week, and I'm talking about in the 1940s, not in the 1990s. In the 1990s, it's on the front page of the newspapers before the day is out. So the officially secret, i.e. officially confidential policy was, we were going to have a propaganda program that was going to be anti-communist. Now, minutes after passing four, NSC-4, they then turned to an entirely separate decision that was called NSC-4A. Even acknowledging the existence of this decision was considered a violation of the law. So this decision officially did not even exist, and what it consisted of was...
What really happened September 11th?
Relationships become easier. All your relationships become smoother. Relationships with yourself, with each other. Relationship with the intimates in your life and with the significant intimates in your life. And even then, the ultimate relationship, the relationship with God, God is all that is, with a living, loving, real God, God is all that is. And in this year of discovery, it is perhaps appropriate that you discover your realness.
Hardcore. House. Housey breaks. LB end. Journal. Journal breakbeat. Old school. Progressive house.
The STP cleaner on that one. Maybe the 409.
I had Vietnam flashbacks. Right? I mean, you know, there were things going on. And then I realized I had rent. And the guy said, well, how come you didn't give him his car keys? I said, he's drunk. You went on driving. Why is he working out? I said, what I wanted to do is give him a golf club to hold him from lightning. Golfers do that all the time. They go, lightning! To me, that what we need to do is to find ways of being able to translate the brain to the outside to get at the truth. I like that Star Trek thing. We're not far from it. I worked on projects where we were doing this years ago. That movie Brainstorm was based on some people coming in and seeing what we were doing in my laboratory. We were making it so you could visualize images, and we'd go into a gaseous solution where we'd put another gas in, and it would harden to make a picture of a coffee cup and make one. I thought that was a cool way to do art. The Air Force took it all and said we shouldn't do it anymore. I don't know why, what the Air Force had to do with that, but I don't argue with people who have jets and nuclear weapons and big machine guns and jails. I said, okay, we'll do something else. And they said, and never tell anyone about this. And I went, me? Oh, no, I won't tell everyone about it.